Today's scripture is Psalm 78:45. He sent swarms of flies that devoured them and frogs that devastated them.
Dearest Father, so mighty are your ways, your judgments are true. You deal with the hard-hearted swiftly and effectively. Lord, I will yield my heart to you. I will not harden it against you or your holy will. Father, make me into the image of your beloved Son, my Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Today, think about it. Do you run from God's creation or embrace it? Do you run from the correction of the mighty God? Do you run from all that He stands for and embrace the world? The only reason we experience tribulation as Christians is to refine our characters. The Bible tells us they should be refined as gold in the fire.
Today's action. Study the life of Jesus. What was His communication with His Father like? He alone is our Heavenly Father. Today's treasure can be found in 1 Kings 9:6 through 7. But if you and your sons at all turn from following me and do not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel from the land which I have given them and this house which I have consecrated for my name. I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all the people.
You know, it's much more common for those that live in the world to be on the constant run from God. They either deny Him or they put Him in their little box. Oh, God's way too loving to have hell. But when Christians run from God, we are cutting ourselves out of some of the greatest blessings that we could ever have. Turn, my friend. Just like Jesus said, seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.